Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad and to increase his honor and rank more and more, and to protect his nation from which he fears for it. Ameen. It is important for one to acquire the knowledge, and the most privileged and honorable knowledge is the knowledge that talks about Allah, the creator of all the creations, and that talks about the prophets of Allah, peace be upon them, such as Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. Talking about Allah includes talking about the attributes of Allah, God, the creator. Know that Allah is attributed with all proper perfection. He is clear of any imperfection. That is, he is clear of all that which do not befit him, such as ignorance, powerlessness, place, space, color, and limit. This is the belief of the Prophet, the companions, the Salaf, and the Khalaf. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, who was among the Salaf, who died the year 322 after the Hijrah, he said, in Arabic, تَعَالَى أَيِّ اللَّهِ عَنِ الْحُدُودِ وَالْغَايَاتِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ وَالْأَعْضَاءِ وَالْأَدَوَاتِ لَا تَحْوِيهِ الْجِهَاتُ السِّتُّ كَسَائِرِ الْمُبْتَدَعَاتِ. The saying of Imam Abu Ja'far, which is taught all over the Islamic countries, means Allah is clear of boundaries, extremes, sides, organs, and is clear of instruments. The six directions do not contain Allah, unlike the case of all the created things. This is quoted from his book Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah, which is taught by all Ahlus Sunnah in the world, and it means Allah exists without a place, and he has no limit. He has no size or shape or an image. Mentally speaking, it means Allah is not limited. Hence, he is clear of sitting, because the one who is attributed with sitting has to be limited. Imam Ali, may Allah raise his rank, said, Allah created the throne, which is the ceiling of paradise, Al-Arsh, to show his power, as a sign of his power, and did not take it as a place for himself, as some people claim. They claim that Allah created the throne to rest on it and to sit on it, and this is blasphemy. Allah does not reside in the heavens, nor in the sky, nor on the throne, nor is he sitting, nor does he have an image or space or size or form. Allah exists without being in a place or a direction. Also, Imam Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi mentioned that statement that we mentioned, that Allah exists without a place. He mentioned it clearly in his book Al-Farqu Bayn al-Firaq, after he had conveyed the consensus about clearing of Allah of places and limits. So it is an Islamic consensus, ijma', that Allah exists without a place and without a limit and without boundaries, without a size or shape or an image, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this, clearing Allah from resemblance to the creation, is asserted from the saying of Allah in Al-Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. ليس كمثله شيء. This ayah means Allah is not similar to any of the creations in any way. Allah is not similar to any of the gentle, dense bodies, upper in the skies or lower in earth and below it things. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ikhlas, verse 4, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. This ayah means Allah has no similar in any way. That is, There is no similar to Allah in any respect. Nothing resembles Allah whatsoever. Imam Dhunnun al-Misri and also Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from it. مَهْمَا تَصَوَّرْتَ بِبَالِكَ فَاللَّهُ بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكَ Imam al-Tahawi said in his book of Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyya, which we mentioned earlier, the one who attributes to Allah a sense of mankind, an attribute of the creations, is a blasphemer, because Allah does not resemble the creations in any way. Let it be clear, though, that Allah has perfect attributes. Among them is the sam' and basar, the hearing and sight. As we mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11, Allah Ta'ala said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, which means, nothing is similar to Allah, and He is attributed with hearing and sight. Explanation to this ayah and tafsir: Allah attributed to Himself that there is not anything similar to Him, and that He is attributed with hearing and sight. In the verse, Allah firstly negated that He is similar to any created thing in any way, and then attributed hearing and sight to Himself. This shows that the hearing of Allah is not similar to the hearing of the creations, and His sight is not similar to the sight of the creations. Also, all the attributes of Allah are not similar to the attributes of Allah's creations. Allah, God, hears all the hearable things without the need for an ear or any other instrument. He sees all the seeable things without the need to a pupil or a ray of light, unlike the creations. Allah exists without a beginning, and everything else exists with a beginning. He is the creator, and everything else is a creation. It is a must to believe that Allah exists, and He is the only one who is eternal, qadim, who does not have a beginning to His existence. And everything else other than God is a creation. It is created by Allah. Every creation that exists, be it among entities or deeds, from the fine dust to the ceiling of paradise, the arsh, which is the largest of the creations that Allah created, and every movement, rest, intention, and thought of the slaves is created by God, by Allah. Hence, no one other than Allah, be it nature or reason, creates anything. Things become existent by Allah's eternal will, power, and knowledge. And this is as mentioned in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 2, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. This ayah means, Allah created everything. So Allah created the heavens, the skies, the light, the darkness, the angels, the jinn, the humans, the sun, the moon, the planets. All of these things were created by Allah. And Allah existed when these creations did not exist. And at one point of time, God willed to create the creations, and the first of the creations was water. And Allah does not change. Everything is created by the will, power, and knowledge of Allah. Imam An-Nasafi said, if a person hit glass with a stone and broke it, then the acts of hitting and breaking and the state of being broken were created by Allah, because Allah is the creator of everything. Nothing happens on this earth or in this universe or in existence except by the will of Allah, the creator of all the creations. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the true path and the true religion, Islam, the religion of all the prophets And we ask Allah to keep us on this belief that Allah exists without a place. He is the most powerful and most exalted and almighty. And we ask Allah to forgive our sins and admit us to paradise and gather us with Prophet Muhammad and all the prophets. Ameen. And Allah knows best.